Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Motten. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roger Fried. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Harden. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Motten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first, with Harden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten strikes out. Two outs. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverry hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 0 for 1 in the game. Motton takes first base on ball 4. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried is 0 for 1 in the game. Fried takes first base on ball 4. Motton moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fried scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fried scoops it up and throws to first, with Harden covering, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Leon reaches second base with a double. Hinton goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich strikes out. One out. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-1 in the game. Harden strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Belander hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2. And the Indians too. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rettenmund strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell fires to first and has Baylor trapped. There's the throw to Leon, who tags Baylor for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sims moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims scores. Hinton moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Curt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Motton hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fried takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a line drive to right field. Pinson throws towards third. Nettles fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nettles. Fried moves to third. Frank Robinson pinch hits for Jim Harden. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. One out. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 3 in the game. Echeverry takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to second. Curt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Motton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. Echeverry moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Fried strikes out. 2 outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Veta Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Larry Brown. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.